everyone, I'm Rayla, and I have my sister as my guest today, and I'm going to be asking her a little bit of questions, but I'll just, for now, I'll leave it at that. If you could introduce yourself real quick.
My name is Flavia, I'm Rayla's sister, and I'm so glad to be here with you guys.
Wonderful. So, the question is, my website is about fashion, the history of fashion. So I had, some questions for you since you're obviously younger than me. And I just wanted to know, have a little bit more insight on what the youngsters' type of fashion is. So we have lived in Italy most of our lives, as you might as well know. And basically, one of my questions, do you think that, fashion is different from here compared to back over there?
Yes, I definitely think it's way more different because in Italy, I used to wear skinny jeans. I used to wear tight things. And to be honest, I really didn't care about style because in Italy, it's not everything about fashion. I was really young. But here, people dress really nice. They dress really with fashion at such a young age. So yes, I feel like it's a very big difference.
Do you feel like in the process of, like, as you said, here you describe people dressing nicer from a younger age compared to Italy? Do you think that can cause, like, people of your age, 14, to think that maybe they need to grow up a little too fast and maybe, deprive them of the experience of being like a child?
Yes, I definitely think that because I used to go through that. And basically, younger people, they just want to grow up really fast, just want to get real long lashes, they want to get nails done, they want to get their piercing and things like that. And just because they see 16, 18 years old doing it, so they think they like just grow fast. But I feel like just calm down, chill out for a second, and just be a kid.
Do you feel like, you said that you used to be the same way, right? What changed? Like, what made you think that you didn't have to follow what other people did?
To be honest, I just really thought on myself and looked really into it that most people that I'm aspiring to, it, most people that I'm looking up to, they're way older than me. And of course, they have their responsibility. They're like 18, 16, 20, whatever. So like, I'm like 14. So that's like, what, 6, 8 difference years. So yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm way more younger. So I need to like calm down and chill out. And I'm still like a baby.
Do you have any advice for maybe people who are younger than you that might feel the same way as you did and maybe have some advice on how to overcome that?
Just be yourself and don't really look into people because everybody's different. Everybody has different style, everybody has different hair type, everybody has everything else. So if you see someone having something really nice, it doesn't mean it's gonna look good on you, or it might look good on you, but 100% is not really gonna look good on you. So you just need to like process those here when you're younger, then you're kind of going to adulthood, and then you just gotta experience what goes to you and what does not. Because maybe like nails don't really fit yourself, maybe lashes don't really fit yourself, maybe a piercing on the lips, on whatever, it doesn't really fit you. So just stop comparing to yourself over someone that is way bigger than you, way older than you, that doesn't have the same feature as you.
All right, okay. I have one last question, kind of fun in my opinion. How you're on social media, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen how trends are kind of changing, evolving with makeup, with hair types, with, styles. Do you have any predictions of how fashion or like anything else of that matter is gonna be in the next few years? Like, for example, we've seen from the 2000s where it was like really full glam to now like the clean girl aesthetic taking over. You think maybe full glam will come back? Do you think it will evolve into something new, or there will be something totally different?
I feel like especially the zebra print is gonna come back. I feel like it used to be really popular in the early 20s, mm-hmm. but I think it's gonna come back because now, in like last year, the cheetah print was going viral. Then this year, the leopard or jaguar is going viral. So maybe like something similar is gonna go viral. And I think maybe the full glam is gonna come back. Maybe the drag queens are gonna come back.
Okay. I personally think that if we're gonna see a little bit more of full glam or 2000 style, like how things were back then, I think we're gonna see a little bit more increase on the amount of people that get duck nails done. Some people think they're ugly. I think they're kind of cute. Personally, I wouldn't get them done, but I think they're cute, especially on the right type of people. But
especially butter nails, like the butter, the yellow one. I mean, for some people it looks good with like maybe you put some things on it and put like artists, or maybe put a butterfly on it. But just blank butter with nothing, I'm sorry, it looks ugly.
Wait, I don't know what that is. Maybe this is a lesson for me too.
Oh, so basically now, you know the butter, the color?
Yeah.
So now those nails are going viral.
Oh, just for the color, the same as butter? Oh, that's...
And it looks ugly on most people. I saw some girls pulling it off, and that's okay.
Isn't it just yellow though?
Yeah, and it's an ugly one. It's like uglier than mustard. I'm sorry if you like mustard, but I...